Well, it's not a big deal in my culture, he said, trying to separate Cuba from the place where he actually grew up. Older men think it's scandalous, effeminate, but they probably did the same thing when they were boys.
Boys, Norman said, rubbing the board with a rag.
It's just play, Pepe said. You Nortes are still Puritans.
Some, Norman smiled into space. Some of us are still boys.
¿Cómo? Pepe said.
Still boys?
I've been homosexual since before you were born.
Rory accepts it.
Pieces falling into place.
And that's what the man was here about.
He looked at the blood spattering trail.
The man with the bandage.
Blackmail. You can imagine how long I'd have my job if it came out.
Rory too, Pepe said. The way things are.
Exactly. He put the board under his arm and Pepe followed him into the kitchen.
So the blood, the guy's hand?
The board fit the space exactly.
Hold this in place.
Pepe held it while Norman went through drawers and finally found a thick roll of white tape. You know a guy named Willie Joe Capra? He pulled out the tape to match the top and tore it. It had an unexpected smell. Raspberry.
No, never heard of him. Not until this morning, from Sarah.
You're lucky. He's our friendly local mafia connection. Pepe went all cold.
Jesus, Norman. What did you do to his hand?
Oh, that wasn't Willie Joe. That was his bodyguard or something. He pulled out long strips for the vertical sides. His name's Solo. I guess that's why they sent him after a musician.
And what did you do to him?
He did it to himself. I suggested he take a hammer and apply it to his gun hand.
Madre de Dios.
Pepe lowered himself to sit on the windowsill, a foot off the floor.
And where was his gun?
The police took it from him.
The police who were just here?
Norm nodded. They have some sort of scanning device. I've seen it on the cube. They didn't use it on me. When this fellow threatened physical violence, I pulled out my own gun.
You carry a gun?
Not under normal circumstances, Pepe. Haven't since the army. But I knew who I was dealing with.
Let me get this straight. You pulled a gun and said, let's go out to the workshop and smash your hand.
No, that was his idea. He offered to take a hatchet and chop off a finger.
But you decided to be nice to him?
Well, he could have a new finger in a week. Actually, I think he wanted to use the hatchet on me.
And lose all that blackmail money?
I don't think their brains work that way. Norman went to the refrigerator. I don't understand them any more than you do. Want a Coke or something?
Something stronger, early as it is.
Me too. White Planc?
Norman pulled out a ball of white wine and squeezed them two tumblers full.
Look, we'd had a meeting. Willie Joe and some lawyer and this bodyguard. A lunch meeting. They told me what they knew, and it was correct.
So how much did they want?
Well, I don't know. I got up and walked out.
Pepe needed his face.
You have a death wish, Norman?
Sometimes I think I do.
Or at least place a low value on survival.
Con permiso.
He picked up the buzzing phone. Buenas.
Oh, it's you.
He pushed a red record button on the side. That's not possible. We're having company over for dinner tonight, and I suppose you might. He listened, shaking his head.
Just you and Capra. And we talk outside the house, on the sidewalk, not inside.
He pushed the end button and looked at the phone.
That was the bodyguard?
No, the lawyer. He drank half the glass of wine and replayed the conversation. Capra congratulated Norman on being cute, que guapo, and gave the phone to the lawyer. He said the rules were different now, Norman having upped the ante by using violence. They had one more thing to show him, and if they couldn't do business then, they would reveal his secret in time for the evening news and just be done with it. Come to Capra's house, 211 Southwest 3rd Avenue, at 5, prepare to make $1 million credit transfer. Otherwise, they'd come join him and his company for dinner and make it a really interesting party. Southwest 3rd. Wonderful neighborhood, Pepe said. If you're in the market for dope and prostitutes, Norman said. I never have one without the other myself. He drank some wine. Showdown, I guess. You sound like you're looking forward to it. He smiled. And into it, possibly. Don't tell Rory anything. I'll go ahead and fix dinner, and leave her a note. What? Go ahead and enjoy dinner. I'll be back after I shoot some blackmailers? It won't come to that. Don't worry. You want me to come along with you? Thanks, but no. I'll probably just give them the million. And then they'll just leave you alone, Pepe thought. Of course I'll keep your secret, but I think you're making a mistake. A mistake that could derail everything. I have a few hours to think on it. Maybe I'll come up with something. Pepe had a few hours, too. He finished his glass of wine. Well, I've got to run. Fill me in on it tomorrow? Sure, he said. Mañana. Hasta. Mañana. Pepe left through the front door, trying not to hurry. Another piece had fallen into place. Something in the back of his mind ever since Sarah had mentioned Willie Joe Capra's name.